This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. We're talking about, well, whatever you want to discuss. Also, bomb-wielding police robots. Yes, the first time ever so far in the history of the United States that a bomb was delivered by a robot, by a police department, to detonate a suspect. And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl. And it's not the first time that the police have used a bomb against a suspect.
Sure. I mean,
it's the first time they've had a robot deliver the bomb.
Correct. I mean, it was the MOVE group in Philadelphia that got firebombed by the police there back in the 70s.
It was 1985, and they dropped the explosive out of a helicopter. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, definitely not the first time the police have bombed people. And killed innocent folks. And I'm not saying the guy in Dallas was innocent, but certainly in Philly there were innocents. Anyway, story coming from Vice.com. It is an unprecedented shift in policing, they say. Authorities in Dallas used a bomb robot to kill one of multiple suspects in a sniping spree that left five officers dead on Thursday, an unprecedented act in the history of American policing that raises concerns about due process and the use of remotely triggered lethal force by law enforcement. The robot was used after an hours-long standoff to kill Micah Johnson, who police believe did some of the shooting. According to Dallas Police Chief David Brown, he told reporters Friday that prior to using the robot, Dallas police exchanged gunfire with Johnson on the second floor of a parking garage. Quote, "We saw no other option than to use our bomb robot and place the device on its extension to detonate where the suspect was." So this wasn't some sort of, in the moment, they just decided to strap a bomb to this robot. This robot has a specific purpose of being able to be there, be somewhere, deliver a bomb to a target to, you know, maybe survive the explosion.
Well,
I don't know.
Presumably, this is the robot that goes to pick up the possible explosives and take it away from the police.
From the photos I've seen, yes.
Other people. But here they're like, oh, you know what? We've got this little bomb-carrying robot. Let's have him deliver a bomb over to this guy that is a bad man.
May or may not be the shooter. I mean, probably was the shooter. I wasn't there. Quote, "We saw no other option," he says. Brown raises an obvious question that the U.S. military has grappled with. If a shooter is holed up in a building, who do you send? A person or a bot? Details about the specific model of robot used and whether the device that Brown was referring to was a bomb belonging to the Dallas Police Department, the suspect's own device, or something used to trigger a bomb placed by the suspect are still unavailable. And Dallas Police did not respond to Motherboard's request for comment. It sure as hell sounds like the police strapped a bomb to this thing, doesn't it?
Yes.
There was no other allegation that the suspect had a bomb, right? All I heard about was shootings.
Right.
Did you hear about any bombs going off?
I did not. Although the claim is that this guy, Micah Xavier Johnson, had told the police during the negotiation period that he had placed IEDs around town.
But they never found them, right?
They never found any.
The suspect, quote, "is deceased as a result of detonating the bomb," unquote, from the head of the police department.
They blew him the hell up.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Right, but the way they word this thing, and this is something that greatly annoys me, is to where they'll word the stuff to alleviate the blame of the police officer. That there was an incident not too far from here a few weeks ago where, headline, road closed due to officer-involved shooting. Not a police officer got shot.
Yeah.
A police officer shot somebody,
someone.
But they just said, officer involved shooting.
So it sounds
so-and-so was taken to the hospital after an officer involved shooting. The police officer discharged his firearm.
Yeah. Well,
the police officer shot somebody, but the media reports it as somebody went to the hospital. There was an officer involved shooting. The police officers discharged his firearm.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, you know, backtracking to what happened.
You have to read between the lines.
Read it, yeah. Right. When you read it, it was like, oh, no, the cop didn't shoot the guy. There was an officer involved shooting, and the guy's in the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, they're clearly obscuring the truth in that,
yes,
in that matter. And I think that, you know, we get some heat sometimes, libertarians, because we'll tell it like it is. Like,
right.
Oh, the police will take you and put you into a cage. They will kidnap you. But no, the people who are sort of inside the system, they think it's disrespectful to call an arrest a kidnapping or a jailing a caging or whatever, even though it's a more of an accurate term. It's really
right.
The government that uses euphemisms for the things that they do. Taxation as opposed to, you know, coercive extortion.
Armed robbery.
Yeah. So I'm totally with you on that, Daryl. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, the discussion about the bomb-delivering robot in Dallas is opening up, not just on Motherboard, but there's headlines over on Drudge Report and elsewhere about this today.
Well, one thing that I think is interesting is that it's the bomb being delivered by the robot that is getting people talking about due process. Not the police choking a man to death on the sidewalk of New York City. Not the police shooting somebody sitting in his car after he informs them, I've got a concealed carry license.
Right.
None of that has brought up the discussion about due process, but a robot taking a bomb over to somebody and then blowing the guy up, that's when people all of a sudden are concerned about due process.
You can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Three other suspects in the shooting spree, which took place during a demonstration against police killings and left seven wounded, are currently in custody. Brown's description is consistent with a controlled explosion, a wartime bomb disposal tactic in which a robot drops a charge near a suspected explosive. The sort of ground robots used in those scenarios, and now the one that played out in Dallas, are not autonomous and usually used strictly for bomb disposal. So your speculation was correct, Daryl. These devices have been weaponized, however, as seen with U.S. military bomb bots fitted with machine guns. The military says the guns are for shooting suspected explosive devices.
Uh-huh.
Sure they are. In the United States, remote tech bomb disposal robots used by law enforcement have been outfitted with guns that are designed to detonate bombs in a controlled manner.
Okay, so I'm a little confused here when it says that the robots are designed to shoot explosive devices.
That's what the military says.
Does that mean that what fires out of the barrel is an explosive device, or does it mean the target that is being hit by a bullet is an explosive device?
Well, it's
because those are two totally different things, but because English is such a weird, screwed up language,
right,
it could mean both or either.
Yeah, this is a summary of what the military says by Motherboard. It's not an exact quote from the military's documents.
Right, but even if it was an exact quote from the military documents,
no,
because English is such a screwed up language,
right,
it's still a little confusing about whether what is being shot by the thing, what comes out of the barrel explodes, or what gets hit by the bullet explodes.
The actual sentence here in the article is, the military says the guns are for shooting suspected explosive devices. But again, that's just a summary or a paraphrase by Motherboard, so who knows exactly how the military phrased it to get, you know, Motherboard
right,
to write it that way. Either way, Peter W. Singer is an expert in military technology and robot warfare at the New America Foundation. He tweeted, this is the first known incident of domestic police in the United States using a robot to kill a suspect. Singer tweeted that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, soldiers have strapped Claymore mines to the $8,000 Markbot using duct tape to turn them into jury-rigged killing devices. Singer says all indications are that the Dallas Police Department did something similar in this case. It improvised to turn a surveillance robot into a killing machine. Or did they improvise? Because that's my question. You know, it wouldn't be a surprise if the bomb disposal robot was also marketed to police as though, hey, if you ever need something to deliver a bomb somewhere, you could use this too. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Maybe.
Or, you know, it could have been something to where the people just said, hey, this thing picks up bombs and takes them away. We could use it to carry a bomb.
The question is, though, did they think of it in the moment, or was this something that they had in the playbook? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and what does it mean for the future of policing in America? 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in here. Username on Skype is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send a contact request over. We'll approve it, and you'll be good to go to contact us on Skype from that point forward. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the bomb-delivering robot in Dallas, which probably any police department with a bomb squad has this capability. If they've got the bomb, whatever they call it, diffusing robot or bomb-carrying robot.
The bomb that, or the robot that carries possible explosives away from a scene can also be used to carry explosives onto a scene.
Yep. Surprise, surprise. So well, that's what we've been discussing. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind here, as Donald Trump claims he's the law and order candidate in the wake of all of these shootings. We can talk about that as well, and what to do about the police. Why is there so much hatred towards them? What can they do to stop it? I believe you have something that kind of addresses that, Daryl, but I haven't read the story. So the toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Also, there's a great app on the internet for monitoring your digital assets like Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, Dogecoin, or whatever else, other alternatives to Bitcoin that you have in your alt-folio, if you will. Go to coincap.io. It's a great app. It's available for both Google, or rather for Android and for iOS devices. Plus, there's an awesome-looking website as well that you can just go and enjoy at coincap.io. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Back to the story here from motherboard.vice.com. They're talking about in Afghanistan some of the similarities between, you know, what the military is doing with robots and bombs and now what the U.S. police are doing in the city of Dallas for the first time ever with strapping a bomb to a robot and then delivering the bomb toward where a suspect is holed up and detonating it. Apparently in Afghanistan, soldiers have strapped Claymore mines to a Markbot using duct tape and turned that into a jury-rigged killing device. Improvised device or not, the concerns here mirror a debate that's been going on for a few years now. Should law enforcement have access to armed drones? Or, for that matter, weaponized robots? In 2013, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul staged a 13-hour filibuster that was focused entirely on concerns about the use of armed drones on U.S. soil. Last year in North Dakota.
Hold on, but before you continue, it was not, I think, 2 weeks after Rand Paul gave that speech on the floor of the Senate where he said no American should be killed by a drone without first having been convicted of a crime and sentenced by a judge. He was on, I believe it was either CNN or MSNBC, and he said, I never said I'm against drones. If cops have drones and, you know, somebody walks out of a liquor store with a gun and $50, I don't care if a cop kills him or a drone kills him.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So he's not against people being executed by police. He's against the military killing people with drones.
Well, you know, there was actually a press conference with Gary Johnson and Bill Weld with the National Press Club this week. Did you get a chance to see any of that?
I do everything I can to not watch any of that.
Some of it was really hard to watch, and I haven't.
That's
plucked...
why I don't watch it.
Yeah,
I watched parts of the CNN thing.
Okay.
Where they basically filleted Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
That was really bad. In this case, there was this answer, this sort of non-answer that Gary Johnson gave to a question. And I'll have to see if I can pull up the audio from it. It was really low audio, so I couldn't just play it directly from YouTube. I'll have to dub it. But just to summarize, Johnson's answer was basically a non-answer to the question of how would Gary Johnson, as president, handle this situation with the police killing black people, you know, shooting people, and getting away with it. I'm paraphrasing the question, but Johnson just sort of gave this political statement that really wasn't even anything meaningful or concrete about what he would do about that. It was really just a lame answer on his part. So we'll continue here. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Jay Stanley is a senior policy analyst for the American Civil Liberties Union. He said that, quote, when domestic law enforcement officers can use force from a distance, it may become too easy for them to do so. And the inevitable result will be that these weapons are overused. Last year, North Dakota became the first state to legalize non-lethal weaponized drones for its police officers. That's strange. I would have thought North Dakota would be leading the way in the militarization of the police.
I'm trying to figure out what sorts of crime they have in North Dakota that would cause them to have non-lethal weaponized, and what exactly would be a non-lethal thing? Tranquilizer darts? Those are certainly lethal in certain circumstances. Tasers, they claim, are non-lethal, but those have killed a lot of people. Billy clubs, you know, like you could fling billy clubs at people from something, but if you're hurling things from, you know, high up, then those certainly become lethal.
Stanley wrote in a blog post for the ACLU while North Dakota was considering the bill, quote, he said, when officers are not physically present, their perception of a situation and their judgment about when to apply force is more likely to be flawed. Non-targets are more likely to be injured, and excessive amounts of force are more likely to be applied. I mean, we've seen the police get away with murder when they are personally there to pull the trigger. They get away with murder. Now, if all the police have to do is say, we believe there's a suspect behind that wall over there, and he's got a gun. We're afraid for our lives. Well, boys, stay right where you are. You can't put yourselves in harm's way. Officer safety is paramount. These are things that the police, you know, have done. They've hid out while human shooters were shooting people to death and waited and waited and waited. Like in Columbine, it was one of the first examples where the police arrived in large numbers and just kind of waited around outside for a while as they figured out their officer safety stuff. So now it's going to be, oh, there's a suspect. We think he's got a gun over there. Let's send the bomb robot in. Because why not? We don't want to put an officer in jeopardy. What do you think about it? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Stanley also noted that drones and other remote weapons would, quote, increase the militarization of the police, unquote. The ability for police to remotely kill suspects raises due process concerns. If a shooter is holed up and alone, can they be qualified as an imminent threat to life? Well, yeah, you damn well better believe they will be qualified as that, especially if they even just flashed a gun. I bet you that someone won't even have to shoot. Because obviously if someone's shooting from a concealed position, it's pretty clear that that's a threat to someone's life, that somebody innocent could be hurt or whatever. But if somebody flashes a gun and then runs into a house, or flashes a gun and runs, you know, behind some sort of concrete wall or whatever, then they're going to have all the excuse they'll need. Well, we've done this before. They did it over in Dallas, so they got away with it. Let's try it out. Strap that bomb to that robot.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they'll be fighting over who gets to control it on the way in.
Absolutely disgusting.
Brian Kastner, let's see here. Are there clear protocols about when a robot can be used to engage a suspect versus when a human needs to engage him or her? When can the use of lethal force be administered remotely? Brian Kastner, a motherboard contributor and former U.S. military explosive ordnance technician, said the incident in Dallas makes him queasy. Kastner served two tours in Iraq, defusing roadside bombs, said he was involved with a similar case when a bomb disposal robot was used to deliver an explosive and kill someone. He said, quote, we eventually did it, and I'm still not sure it was the right call, unquote. Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. You can join us toll free here. The number 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. We've been discussing the new thing. Hopefully it doesn't turn into a trend, but knowing the way the government works, it probably will. That is blowing up suspects, criminal suspects, with a bomb delivery robot. That's what happened in Dallas late last week after several police officers were shot, some shot to death by what is suspected to be more than one person. But at least one of them was, one of the suspects was blown up and he was killed.
Yes.
By a bomb delivering robot piloted by the Dallas Police Department. And the experts here, according to motherboard.vice.com, expert folks, including Jay Stanley from the American Civil Liberties Union, are saying that when domestic law enforcement officers can use force from a distance, it might become too easy for them to do so. And the inevitable result will be these weapons are overused, as when officers are not physically present, their perception of a situation and their judgment about when to apply force is more likely to be flawed. Non-targets are more likely to be injured, and excessive amounts of force are more likely to be applied. And I would add to that statement, and the officers involved in doing all of those things, hurting more non-targets, meaning innocent people.
Right.
Using excessive force, none of them will be held responsible for it.
Of course not.
They'll all be found completely legitimate in their use of that force because, well, they were afraid. So, got to use the bomb robot.
And even if they are ever convicted of, you know, some sort of civil rights violation, they never wind up being held responsible for whatever monetary compensation to the victim or the family of the victim, because there's all sorts of immunities for them. And the arguments that I've heard before is, well, if police officers know that they can be personally responsible and personally liable when they do wrong, then nobody will ever be a police officer. Well, let me tell you something. If somebody's a private security guard and they wind up screwing up and violating somebody's rights or liberty or something, they get held personally responsible.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are security guards.
Let's go to the phones. Paul's on the line. He's in Fort Mojave, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hello, Ian. Hello, guys.
Hey, Paul.
I think there's another alternative to the robot. And I think that's probably the only other thing they could have done is you send in Sarah from Adairville and or my ex-wife and let them start their BITC agent, and you would have only heard one gunshot. It would have been him doing himself.
Thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
I think that would be considered torture, and torture is illegal.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Kylan. He's in Guam, listening via TuneIn. Hello, Kylan. What time is it out there in Guam right now? It's about, early morning, right?
9:36 a.m.
All right. You're waking up with Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Kyle.
I think it was last night you guys were talking about technology and it taking over our lives possibly and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you haven't noticed, I was surprised the show hadn't talked about it yet, but Pokemon Go was released just this past week, and it has taken over people's lives already.
All right, so yeah, we have not talked about this yet. Daryl, how familiar are you with Pokemon?
I'm aware that Pokemon was a thing back in, like, the late 90s, early aughts, and I know that there's this cell phone app that, like, it's Schrodinger's cell phone game, apparently, because the servers are both being overloaded because too many people are playing and nobody can sign up. And I don't know how those two things exist at the exact same time. But other than that, all I know is that there was a woman in Wyoming that was playing Pokemon Go and she found a dead body in a river.
Yeah. Okay.
And apparently police are now issuing warnings of, hey, if you're playing Pokemon Go and you're walking around staring at your phone, be aware that cars are still whizzing by on the roads near you.
Yeah, I guess somebody caused an accident apparently on some roadway, some highway somewhere, trying to capture some sort of Pokemon. So the reason I actually had a story here in show prep tonight that I found via Brian Sovereign at Sovereign Tech entitled Pokemon Go is a Government Surveillance PSYOP Conspiracy. And it's pretty interesting.
I did hear that, I forget if it was a recent episode of Sovereign Tech or Sex and Science Hour, both shows that Brian Sovereign either host or co-host.
Yep.
And they were talking about this Pokemon Go thing, and apparently it's built on top of the Ingress platform.
Correct.
And
that's
Ingress is a game that you have played.
I have played that. The Ingress game apparently doesn't require people to take pictures. Apparently in Pokemon Go, I speak from not even knowing anything about the game, so maybe, Kylan, you know a thing or two about it, but it's my understanding from reading the story that you have to, like, take pictures of the Pokemon. And so what they're doing is, I'm paraphrasing this very interesting article, which I don't know if we're going to get to tonight or not, but essentially people are taking photos inside buildings so that, you know, let's say Google, for instance, can't obviously drive their Google truck through buildings and find out, you know, the exact layout of buildings. So people are actually taking pictures inside of buildings because they're trying to capture the Pokemon. And those pictures are accessible by Google servers and accessible, of course, therefore, by police departments. as well. If they have the proper paperwork or whatever, Google will hand it over, or maybe they'll just ask nicely and Google will hand it over. But what they point out, though, is that the phones that you have, these smartphones, have the, you know, gyroscopes or whatever in it, compasses that can, they know exactly which direction you're pointing. So,
yes.
So when you take a picture, if you're in your living room and there's a Pokemon over there in the corner and you take a picture at that wall, Google will know that that is that wall, and so they could, with enough data,
they can
build inside maps of homes and things like
that.
That's the suggestion here. Kylan, what are your thoughts? Have you played the game?
Yeah. I've been playing since it came out for Guam area. We got it maybe about 5 days ago, but you don't have to take the picture. But it kind of uses like an augmented reality kind of setting, right at the beginning. But you can switch it off. But you know as well as I do that, you know, just because you switch off allegedly the camera, it doesn't mean that the camera turns off.
Now, what is the point of taking the picture? Do you have to capture the soul of the Pokemon to get bonus points?
No, you don't have to take a picture or anything.
But is it? It sounded to me that you can take pictures in the app. Is that not the case?
Yeah, you can.
What is the point of the picture? In the game, what is the goal of photographing it? Is there a bonus point that you get for having a picture? Is there some sort of incentive?
No, it's kind of like, you know, what every kid that got addicted to Pokemon, like me, when you were a kid, you're always thinking, like, man, if only it were real life. And, you know, now you have a picture of it in real life, in a way.
So it's like an option. It's not a requirement in the game. There's not a bonus point. It's just, hey, if you want to take a picture of this Pokemon sitting on your couch or, you know, back in the backyard.
With the augmented reality function, it's actually kind of more difficult to capture the Pokemon. So I turn it off. And then, people kind of use it to make kind of funny pictures, like they put Pokemon on a friend's head or something like that.
I see.
That's about it. Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, you're obviously hooked, right? You're playing this thing every single day?
Well, you know, just like any addict, I can say I can quit whenever I want. But, yeah, it is pretty fun.
No, you can't. You got to catch them all.
Yeah. And the fun thing, exactly. And the fun thing is that it splits you into three teams. So now, like, the gyms are, like,
all right, I want to know more about it. Hold on. I want to know more about the app. Stand by. Now, you mentioned Ingress, Daryl. I played some Ingress. It's kind of cool, but it is something that they did build before they built this. And the article actually goes into what the company did prior to being acquired by Google, and it's got kind of a history with the government involved.
Of course.
The toll-free number, 855-450-
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Know-how. Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how.
And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Pokemon Go is apparently capturing the minds of many Americans and people around the globe. I'm not sure how many countries it's available in at this point, but apparently it's been rolled out in the United States and has been a hugely popular download within just the last several days. And some people are already concerned about the level of access that the app has to your phone's functions. You know, when you install apps, I presume iPhones are similar, but at the very least on the Android system, it'll tell you, oh, this app wants access to this, your camera, your contacts, you know, goes down the list. Apparently Pokemon Go is pretty invasive.
It's like, we want access to everything on your phone.
Yeah, we'll give you...
We want to record your telephone conversation. I don't know if it wants to record the telephone conversations, but I saw a list, and it's like every function that the phone makes, it wants access to.
Hopefully it doesn't get access to some Bitcoin wallet that's got weak security. Jax.io is out there, and they allow you to store your Bitcoin, your Ether, as well as your DAO tokens. And I've never encountered a wallet quite like it. It's very, very nice, very smooth, and easy to back up and recover your funds if need be. Jax's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand. Jax.io, that's JAXX.io. You can grab it, of course, over at the App Store on Google or Apple, and all their data is stored client-side. So the Jax, the company that makes Jax, does not have access to your private keys that would give them access to your Bitcoin. So you get that information that's stored on your phone. Jax.io, JAXX.io. As we go back to Kylan, he's out in Guam. It's bright and early in the morning out there, and he's getting up, getting ready for another exciting day of catching Pokemon. You're hooked. You're addicted to Pokemon Go. How many hours do you think you've logged in the last week? When did it? You said 5 days ago is when they launched?
Yeah, about 5 days ago. The problem with, you know, how many hours logged is because you'll walk around, but then the servers, you know, are touchy, so they'll kick you out. But, pretty, like, about half the day, I'd say. I'm on vacation right now, though, so I haven't.
Hold on. When you say half the day, do you mean half of the waking day or half of the entire 24-hour day?
I'd say half of the waking day for me, but okay. I'm on like a group chat with some of the people on my team, and they're still going till about 3 in the morning.
So, oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, they're the addicts, not me.
So tell me about this game. You know, I've seen people out on the streets, and I suspect they're playing Pokemon Go. There are these clustered groups of young people clustering around phones. And, I mean, it's just obviously complete speculation on my part, but that's what I've heard, is there's a lot of people out there playing it. Renee, my girlfriend, went out to the park just the other night and saw multiple groups of people her age range out there doing it. You know, on the positive side, this is getting people out and moving around, right? Like, you know, the big claim about electronic games by some people who don't like them is, well, it's keeping kids inside. Well, this is getting young people outside, right?
Oh, yeah. Someone put that, you know, this has done more for childhood obesity than Michelle Obama's done in 8 years.
So is there a benefit to actually walking rather than, let's say, getting into a car and driving places? Do you get to capture more that way?
You can't. There's a certain dynamic in the game where it gives you eggs, and the eggs take time to hatch, or it takes a walking distance to hatch. Some are like 2 kilometer, 5 kilometer, and 10 kilometer. So if you drive, I guess there's like a speed limit. So if you go over that limit, it doesn't count that distance traveled. So, I mean, it seems like they're doing a good job at making people get out. I mean, it made me run about 2 miles last night just to hatch an egg.
You had to run?
Yeah. I went jogging. I thought, hey, might as well get in shape. And so, there's another thing that happens. It's called a Pokestop. So like certain areas are kind of where you need to go to kind of capture Pokemon, they're more likely to. So people kind of gather around those areas more likely. You'll find out pretty quick which ones are Pokestop.
So now, the game Ingress that came before Pokemon Go that was made by the same company, Niantic Labs, it was a team-based game. You mentioned there were 3 teams in Pokemon. Ingress, there are 2.
Yeah, in Ingress, I played Ingress for maybe a week, so I kind of understood the same. So was it portals, I think, that they used there?
Yeah, in Ingress, the goal of the game was to capture portals. It was sort of like a large game, a global game of capture the flag with 2 teams that blue and green. And so, you know, if you capture this portal, you can put up like weapons to defend it. And then when the other team comes along, they have to destroy those things. Thing is, though, you never actually saw the other team on the map. They were just there, but sort of silent. You couldn't actually see where the other players were. Is there any kind of indicator of where other players are in this game? Did we lose Kylan in Guam? I think we might have lost Kylan in Guam. Perhaps he's in a bad cell. He dropped off the line. But I do have a story here.
He found the Pokemon and had to get off the phone to capture the Pokemon.
Could very well be. This thing's blowing up. And the story here from Gawker.com, Pokemon
it might be blowing up, but not the same kind of blowing up as what the Dallas Police did.
Yeah, exactly. This is a more peaceful version of blowing up. But there are some serious privacy concerns here. Less than a week after Pokemon Go's launch, our streets are already filled with packs of phone-wielding, weedle-catching zombies. They're robbing our teens, filling our churches with sinners, and tricking our children into exercising. But worst of all, Pokemon Go is turning us all into an army of narcs in service of the coming New World Order. Lots of apps have sketchy privacy policies. That's nothing new. But the first set of alarms should go off as soon as you realize that Pokemon Go's policy does seem a bit more liberal than most. Because not only are you giving Pokemon Go access to your location and camera, you're also giving it full access to your Google account, assuming you use that to sign in. Now, apparently you can create a Pokemon Go account, as I understand it.
Okay.
So privacy advocates are recommending that people not use their Google account for this login purpose.
Yeah.
There's one section of the privacy policy in particular that seems to be getting the conspiracy theorists of the world up in arms, which Reddit user Homer Simpson Doe calls, quote, very Orwellian. They then give you the quote from the policy, Quote, we may disclose any information about you or your authorized child that is in our possession or control to government or law enforcement officials or private parties. But that's not an unquote. That's not an uncommon thing from terms of service. Most of the time that I've seen, at least, companies will absolutely say, yes, we will cooperate with law enforcement if they request it. That's okay. Very common in terms of service. As TechCrunch explained, Pokemon-loving millennials are far less likely to object to a few extra permissions when it's Squirtle staring them in the face as they abandon their every God-given freedom.
What's a Squirtle?
It's one of the characters in the game.
Ah, okay.
Every God-given freedom that they do when Google reads their email. And it's not like Pokemon Go itself doesn't already have a direct line to the CIA, or direct-ish, they say, line to the CIA. After all, Pokemon Go was created by Niantic, which was formed by John Hankey. Now, Hankey also just so happened to help found Keyhole. What does Keyhole do, you ask? I'd tell you to go to Keyhole's website, but you can't. It just takes you straight to Google Earth. That's because Keyhole was acquired by Google back in 2004. Before that, however, Keyhole received funding from a firm called InQtel, a government-controlled venture capital firm that invests in companies that will help beef up Big Brother's tool belt. What's more, the funds that InQtel gave Keyhole mostly came from the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. You ever heard of them?
The National
Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the NGA.
I have not.
Neither have I, but they're real. NGA.mil is their website.
Military.
Which means it's military. Their primary mission is, quote, collecting, analyzing, and distributing geospatial intelligence, unquote. Still unsure if Pokemon Go's creator is a government spook? Check out this excerpt from a magazine, Pathfinder Magazine. Quote, companies obtain customer information through avenues such as social media, mobile apps, and customer relationship management software, unquote. They might as well be talking about Pokemon Go itself. So what exactly is the New World Order planning to do with our precious and meticulously collected data? They could take a few different paths, though they all boil down to the fact that we're all cogs in Professor Willow's great big government machine. Considering that one of Big Brother's favorite pastimes is watching its citizens at all times and always and forever, Pokemon Go is an ideal vessel for its many, many eyes. It's addicting. Kids, adults, and conspiracy-loving bloggers for Gawker.com can't seem to put the thing down for more than 10 minutes at a time. It has access to pretty much our entire phone, meaning tons of personal data and monster tracking capabilities. And there's more here about exactly what they're capturing, or what they could capture, through your phone.
All the Pokemon!
Yep, Pokemon Go. 855-450-FREE. Are you hooked? You want to talk about it? Your addiction? Is it a good thing? This is Free Talk Live, hour number two on the way.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.